First, of course, the federal budget. Lots for the MRFF, or Medical Future Fund as it's known. Here's Carl Smith.
Winners are medical research, nuclear science, Questacon, and ant eradicators. While the losers are non-medical research, universities, again, and ants. The $5 billion boost to the MRFF is significant. Total investment in that fund is now about $9.5 billion. The new cash will be divided between existing research programs, complex long-term projects, and roughly a third will go towards commercialization and integrating research into healthcare. The Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, Questacon, My Health Record, and Mental Health and Suicide Prevention all got a boost. A dark matter research laboratory, a new coasts, environment and climate centre, and a space infrastructure fund picked up new funding. Plus, there's support for women in STEM and a trial of the new National Innovation Games. The largest loss for science, almost $4 billion worth, came in the form of the so-called Education Investment Fund. It was designed to help universities build new infrastructure or back big projects. This lazy $4 billion appears to have languished in a government fund for years after the coalition announced it would be abolished in the 2014-15 budget. Professor Emma Johnston, President of Science and Technology Australia, described the money's reallocation for emergency assistance as a false economy. A 2016 report argued that universities were already in a good financial position to foot up for new infrastructure without that fund. But perhaps that is less the case now. As the sector lost $345 million when the government announced it would freeze research and PhD scholarship funding at existing levels in December last year. NCRIS, the National Collaborative Research Infrastructure Scheme, also suffered a $16.5 million blow in this year's budget. CSIRO did not lose funding, despite initial miscalculations that it did. Its funding increased slightly, keeping pace with inflation. And finally, deadly red imported fire ants. Federal and state governments had already put aside around $400 million to try to eradicate the invasive pest, which was projected to cause billions of dollars of damage to the Australian economy. This year's budget added an extra $20 million to stamp out the fire ant in new areas. So overall, bad news for the humble worker ants and great news for the eradicators.
Carl Smith from the ABC Science Unit.